If I had one quarterback that I had to play in a game to make a drive the length of the field at the end of the game to win that game, that guy would be Ken Stabler, number 12, the Snake.
Thank you, Raider Nation, for being here to celebrate our dad on this gorgeous day. We know that we're not the only ones that suffered an immeasurable loss. You two, as our family, as our Raider family, suffered a great loss too.
Jack Del Rio joining us now as we get set for week two. But, Jack, we do have to go back to week one. I know you are probably on to the Ravens at this point, not even focusing on that week one matchup. But what has the message been like this week, especially for some of the young players that are experiencing their first loss of an NFL season?
Yeah, it's got to be on to next. I mean, listen, it was very disappointing. We acknowledge that. I think, you know, the biggest thing is take ownership. Starts with me. It's got to be much better. From coaching staff down through the players, we all, you know, had that tell the truth about the performance, understand it's nowhere near acceptable, and then move on. You have to move on. You know, whether you're sitting there and people want to pat you on the back or whether they're really ripping you apart because, you know, they're disappointed, you have to move on to your next football game.
And as cliche as it sounds, it is just week one. There's still a lot of season left to be played. Alden Smith was a big surprise as you guys signed him a couple days before that game. Mm-hmm. How has he fit in so far? Now he has kind of a week of practice under his belt.
Yeah, well, first of all, he came in phenomenal shape. So he has a trainer that he's been working with here in the Bay Area and done a great job, you know, keeping him ready to roll. So we were able to play him, played about 28 snaps, and we think he's going to be a really good fit for us. Him and Khalil on either side, it's going to be pretty good for us.
Yeah, a lot of Raiders fans were excited to think of those two just wreaking havoc. Now let's talk about the Ravens, who you are lucky enough to spend the first two games of the season at home. So they had to hit the road. They actually stayed out on the West Coast,
right,
which was interesting. Is that something from a coaching standpoint that you think it just gives the players extra rest and relaxation so they don't have to go through all the travel?
More and more teams are looking at that. You know, we're going to be studying that ourselves this year about, you know, when you go east, does it make sense to go and stay? And we'll take a hard look at that.
Okay, so looking at their coach and what he's preparing for, you have a lot of respect for this organization for obvious reasons. You spent some time with this organization. What do you expect from their coaching staff heading into this one?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Ravens organization has done a tremendous job. You know, John Harbaugh, really good coach. I know John personally. And, you know, having spent 3 years there and winning a Super Bowl there, I have a special place for these guys, but really look forward to going against them. Tough game coming up. I mean, look, we watched that game. We were not winning our game. Well, they were losing their game in Denver, and that was a war. I mean, they had a war. So, you know, we've got to get ourselves geared up. Looking forward to the challenge, a great opportunity against a really good football team.
So they obviously didn't get through that one unscathed because they lost a big key member and an emotional leader, too, in T. Suggs. Does that change the way that you approach this team, this game, at all?
No, it won't change the way we approach it. Their system isn't going to change. Much like, you know, I saw comments from John about if the quarterback might not play. I mean, yeah, obviously you'd like to have your starters out there. But the system is not, you're not going to wholesale change the system. So, you know, we're going to study what they do, and they're very good at it. They have good depth, and they'll be ready to roll, and so will we.
Can we expect to see you guys run the ball more this week? I know that was one area in last week's game that struggled a little bit. So one of the things that you're working on this week,
yeah,
without giving us too much information,
right.
Obviously.
No, I understand. We're not talking about game planning. We're talking about, yes, we do want to be able to run the ball. We want to be able to play better football. You know, we did not play a good game last week. That's been well documented. And it's won. It's behind us. We're moving forward. I do believe we're going to be able to run the ball and run the ball effectively this year. You got to remember, if that run, 60-yard run, doesn't get called back, you know, we're having a pretty good day running the ball. So it's closer than you think, and people don't want to hear that out there. Mm-hmm. I get it, but we have to be real. It has to be about reality. We can't deal in the perception of the world's crushing down, everything's bad because things didn't go our way. We understand the work we've been putting in. We understand where we're tracking, where we're heading, and we believe we will be able to run the ball.
I was actually working at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, no. As a character? Please say yes.